I discovered St. Michael the Archangel's secret power, and you need to know about this. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. So how did this even begin? So yesterday I had an hour off in the morning after daily mass, and I was going to use that to do my holy hour. And at our local parish, not only have we had Lenten missions, but we were having an Easter mission that I did not know about. It was a Polish priest from the congregation of St. Michael the Archangel. I did not even know this existed, and he was given a mission on this, which is important to me because St. Michael the Archangel is the great archangel of purgatory. I will link that video at the very end if you have not seen that. So he began talking about the names of the three archangels that we know. And as you know, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael. And one of the things that he pointed out that I've read about in other books about purgatory is that their names do not refer to them, but speak only about God. In one book, it talks about this, and it talks about how that because of the selflessness and the love of God that we have in heaven, we don't even have our own names, but rather we have names that point to God, not to us. And then that got me thinking about St. Michael's name and how names work spiritually speaking. So first, let's talk about this. How do names work, and what is the spiritual significance of names? Now, from the biblical tradition, the name signifies the person. And when you speak their name, you also share in the power of that person. This is, for instance, why we are never told the name of God, because in this sense, we cannot wield authority over God, except when Jesus in his humility comes and brings his name and reveals it as Jesus. And his name means God is with us and God saves. So when we invoke the name of Jesus, we call to ourselves God's presence and his saving power. Now, let me give you a practical example of how this would work. When a saint develops their virtues and the particular way in which they reflect God, let's take Saint Joseph, for instance. He was a carpenter. He reflected that attribute of God, that God is a builder. He was a wonderful carpenter, and he developed that virtue powerfully, so that now that he is in heaven, if we invoke the name of Saint Joseph, he will imbue you with his carpenting skills. So if you are a carpenter and you invoke Saint Joseph and you pray to him a lot, your carpentry skills will grow tremendously. He will share with you the things that he has. That's what's amazing about the people in heaven. They're not like the people on earth who are selfish, who are stingy, who do not want to share. But when you call on a particular saint, they infuse in you whatever they have, whatever virtues, purity, patience, carpentry, in this case with Saint Joseph. I had a very powerful experience with a particular saint that I want to share with you so you can understand exactly how this works. And that saint's name is Saint Simeon Stylites, or Saint Simeon Stylites. I don't know which way is a correct way to pronounce it, but I was one day at a camp with some youth, and they had a challenge. It was called the Leap of Faith. So basically, it looked like a wooden electric pole, and it had things that you can grab onto, and you're supposed to climb up that pole, which was probably at least 20 feet high, maybe 30 feet high, and then it had a small platform at the top the size of your feet. You would stand on that platform and then jump and grab this little bar, and that's why it was called the Leap of Faith. Well, for those of you that do not know, I am afraid of heights. So I was watching everyone else do it, and I was just shaking just standing near the pole. I do not have the virtue of courage when it comes to heights. But the Holy Spirit spoke in my mind and just said, pray to Saint Simeon Stylites. I don't think about that saint very often. I don't remember the last time that I ever thought about him. So it's not like I think about this guy very often at all. And I thought, okay. So I started praying to him and praying to him. And mind you, I do know a little bit about him. I do know a little bit about what he did. So when the Holy Spirit kind of revealed that to me, I sort of understood what he was trying to tell me. I prayed, and this was just for like 5 or 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, I got this immense rush of courage. And I said, okay, I'm next. So I got and I climbed up that electric pole like a little monkey. I got all the way to the top and I was able to stand up, which was, for me, that was already a miracle. But the most amazing part was when I was up there, I felt ecstatic. I felt like I was floating, like I was flying. And if you don't know anything about him, sorry that I didn't say this, he was a saint that stood on a pillar. For some reason at that time, there was this idea that if you stood on these pillars, you'd be closer to God. And he literally did this for many, many, many years, the story goes. And he would pray to God because he wanted to be closer to God physically. And he became so holy, and people knew about this, that they came and they asked for his prayers. He didn't like being interrupted. He built an even higher pillar, and so on and so on. He built the pillar as high as he could. The higher he went, the more people came to bother him to ask for his prayers, and he was extremely holy. I had infused into me some of that courage, some of that ecstatic prayer, because when I was on top of that pole, it felt amazing. It was really weird. And then after I climbed down and stopped praying to him, I went back to my normal self, who's kind of cowardly when it comes to heights. So now let's get to Saint Michael and let's talk about his power and what do we receive when we invoke his name. Now, most people, when they pray to Saint Michael, they're asking for protection from the devil. How is that protection? How does it work? How is it that he's protecting us? First, let's analyze what happens here. So first, Lucifer sinned through pride. He refused to acknowledge God and his greatness. And then Saint Michael comes, someone from one of the lower hierarchies. He was an archangel. That's like third from the bottom or second from the bottom. I forget exactly how it goes. And he spoke, "Who is like God?" What he spoke became his name. And his name reveals his power. It's humility, but it's so much more than that. It's a humility that conquered the devil, humility that's a weapon, humility that's a shield. So when you invoke Saint Michael the Archangel, you are being infused into your soul and into your spirit his humility, but it's a very particular flavor. Let me explain. When we normally think about humility, that word means dirt, humus, towards the ground. So it's you looking and remembering where you come from, that you are nothing but dirt breathed in the breath of God. That's all that we are, dirt plus breath of God. And when we realize that, we will realize what, for instance, the patron of Texas, Fray Antonio Margil de Jesus, what he realized, that we are nothing. One of his famous sayings was, "I am nothingness itself." Why did he realize that? Because of humility. But Saint Michael has a particular flavor of humility that you need to understand and that is unique to him. Vision. That's why I made the thumbnail as I did it. Vision. What am I talking about? The type of humility. Think about what his name is. Who is like God? Have you ever stood and seen the Milky Way? Have you ever stood in front of the Grand Canyon? Have you ever stood in front of something so magnificent, seeing the galaxy, seeing the immenseness of nature? Perhaps some of you looked at the solar eclipse. How did you feel? You felt immensely small because you saw something so grand. You saw it. The vision was presented to you. And in the midst of that greatness, you realized your own insignificance. And it wasn't painful. It wasn't humiliating. It was absolutely stunning because you are a part of that. We are a part of this world. And when we see something like the Grand Canyon, you feel so small, but it moves your heart. It moves you to tears. And you say something like, "Who is like the Grand Canyon? Who is like the Milky Way? Who is like the solar eclipse? Who is like God?" That is vision. It is the most powerful type of humility. And it's one that Satan did not want to grab onto. Rather, he grabbed onto blindness, which at the end of the day is the true essence of pride, being blind to seeing God for who he really is. So when we invoke Saint Michael the Archangel, he will give you his vision. You will see God in his whole grandeur, and you will be moved. You will be crushed by his grandness and his vastness and his infiniteness. And you will see yourself as so small. You won't have to try to be humble. Humility will be infused into you. Just like you feel small in front of the Grand Canyon or the galaxy or the stars at night or the vastness of the ocean. Imagine how small we will feel when we see God. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us.